Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad to be where I am, too. I'm in Nashville, Tennessee. Have you ever been to Nashville? It's a great, great city. Tennessee's a great state, and I'm at one of the fun places in Nashville at the Opryland Hotel and Convention Center, and I'm here to work with the SBA and their partners to kick off this business matchmaking event that's taking place here today and tomorrow. I'm very excited about this. This is, as you know, folks, I've been talking to you about business matchmaking since it first began. I've done several of these over the country, around the country, and I'm always happy to get these things kicked off again. I want to introduce you to a new friend. Michael Stewart is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Michael is with HP, who is the sponsor of these business matchmaking events. They're SBA's partner in these events. Michael is a supply chain development manager at HP. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you here, and I want to congratulate you and your company on sponsoring these events. These are very important for small business owners.
It's very important, and it's a pleasure to be here working with small businesses and being part of this, sponsoring these business matchmaking events.
Michael, the history goes back several years. Hector Barreto, I give him credit for this. There may have been somebody else that I should attribute this to, but I always give him credit for this because this is my second administration to work with the SBA. And there wasn't any business matchmaking before Hector became the administrator, so he gets the credit. But a lot of people get credit for putting these things on, including your company. These are the SBA, the business matchmaking organization, puts these on all across the country, right? I've forgotten how many they're going to have this year, probably five or six this year.
Well, actually, there'll be four this year.
Four, okay.
Strategically placed around the United States, here in Nashville, of course, Washington, D.C.,
End of April, I'll be at that one.
Los Angeles, and in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Milwaukee. And last year there were at least that many, if not one or two more, if I'm not mistaken. I was in Orlando last year.
Yes.
And I was in Birmingham the year before that, and I was in Washington that same year, and I'll be in Washington again this year while I'm doing some other things with the SBA. The exciting thing about business matchmaking is that small business owners want a piece of the big business pie. They want to be able to work with government agencies and with their contractors.
Yeah.
And if it weren't for business matchmaking, so many of us would not be able to get in to meet some of the decision makers that they're meeting in these sessions.
You're absolutely right. Business matchmaking is a rare and unique opportunity where everybody wins. The Small Business Administration wins. Companies like Hewlett-Packard wins because small businesses buy HP products, use HP solutions. In fact, we're the largest supplier in the world to small businesses. And the small businesses win because Hewlett-Packard spends 60% of their dollars with small, minority, women-owned, service-disabled, veteran-owned businesses.
Which is kind of your sector of with HP. You help HP work with minority-owned and women-owned businesses.
Absolutely right. Service disabled veteran and veteran owned businesses
mm-hmm.
as well.
Mm-hmm. Now the government has government contractors, maybe, and I guess the government too, has a requirement to spend 23% of their budget with small business. Is that right?
That's correct. And at Hewlett-Packard, we spend 60% of our dollars with
right.
small businesses.
Now but these other companies, Boeing and the Navy and, you know, on and on, all these companies that are suppliers, prior to business matchmaking, they just found small business owners when they could to meet their quota. But now, because of the business matchmaking events, you guys have brought together, the SBA and your organization have brought together these small business owners for what, 20-minute interviews? Is that what it is?
15-minute interviews. We have created a forum. Our business matchmaking has created a forum where small businesses have an opportunity to meet with the procurement professionals in their areas of expertise,
mm-hmm.
where they can sit down and talk about how to navigate their ways around the public sector as well as some of these large private corporations
but
as well.
in these 15-minute interviews, I mean, these folks get to lay down their ideas, their proposals, their brochure, and say, this is what we're capable of doing. This is what we do, what we can do for your company. And the people on the other side of the desk who work for the contractors or the government agencies, they get to look at these small businesses and say, okay, yeah, we think those people are capable. We think they can plug in. And then a connection is made.
Well, actually, small businesses provide us with a profile so we can review, or we have
before
the opportunity
the interview,
to review that profile before the interview.
Before the appointment,
so
right.
When we sit down, they absolutely take advantage of those 15 minutes.
So they actually already know, don't they, that these people are qualified. And then they actually talk about business in these 15 minutes, don't they?
You're absolutely right.
Do you remember the number of contracts that have been awarded since business matchmaking? Do you know that number?
I don't have an exact number, but there have been...
It's millions and millions. The administrator has told me, and I can't remember the number.
Millions of dollars.
Of dollars,
contracts.
Right.
Yeah, not millions of contracts.
No, millions of dollars, yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's a lot. And do you have any idea how many people will be at the business matchmaking event this week?
I expect a pretty large turnout. Every event, we have more and more individuals, and Nashville is a huge market for small businesses.
Well, it is. And let me tell you something else. Speaking of Nashville, even though it's in Nashville, there will be plenty of people here from all over the region as well. And if my experience tells me anything, there will be people here. I actually, when I did this in Birmingham, I actually met somebody who was from Washington, D.C., who came to Birmingham to practice so that they could be better at their session when they were in Washington.
Yeah, that happens all the time. We have small businesses who follow us basically all over the United
States. They're like matchmaking groupies, right?
Yeah, they plan their budget so they can attend all four face-to-face business matchmaking events annually.
Right. Well, and you know, and there is a little bit of a formula to doing business with government and their contractors.
Yes. Well, the formula between the federal government and the private sector, like companies like mm-hmm. HP, is completely different. A lot of the information that's shared with the public sector, it's public information, public knowledge, with a company like Hewlett-Packard and many other companies in the private sector, it's company confidential. So we get a little closer to small businesses, understanding what they're all about, what their needs are,
right.
And we take that information back to our companies, identify the individual that they need to speak to, and take it from there.
We're going to take a quick break, Michael. I want to give you folks a website, businessmatchmaking.com. That's the website to go to find out more about this, folks. Michael's going to be with me. We're going to continue our discussion as we visit with him, and we're going to bring in a new friend, Donnie McDaniel, right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.